All right, time to talk football with the voice of the Packers, Wayne Larrabee. Wayne's visit brought to you by Lakeland Automotive, by Legend Larry's, Meatspell's Meat Market, and the Bull at Pinehurst Farms. I'm Kelly Meyer, my partner John Hensler in studio with me.
How's it going?
Not too bad.
What a difference a week makes.
I was going to say, let's bring in Wayne Larrabee, who saw this up close and personal. Wayne, what a performance yesterday, huh?
Yeah, good morning, guys. The Packers did what they do best. They got the game into the secondary and the passing game, and everything followed from there, including a running game.
Which we haven't seen since, October of 2010, a 100-yard rusher. That is amazing to me, just that stretch.
And the success they've had during that stretch,
exactly.
Though.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it is, and it kind of, I think, speaks to what the game is today and what's important in the game of pro football today, and that is your passing game, and in particular your quarterback, is the most important thing. And, you know, it's funny, most teams, and we're, you know, old enough to be traditionalists, I guess, you usually try to set up the pass with the run.
Right.
But the Packers have to understand they understand who they are, and their passing game is going to set up a running game if they have one at all.
Do you think, Wayne, that this is going to be, probably you would guess Eddie Lacy is going to be pretty questionable with the concussion and the new testing and things like that for this week. Then you've got the bye week after that. But where do you see James Starks kind of fitting in now when you have a performance like that? He has the history. It just, he's never been able to be consistent with the injuries. Do you see him becoming a more integral part of this offense now after what he did yesterday?
Well, I think he certainly earned the right to have a bigger role in that running offense. You know, the thing about Starks is, and we all saw him in training camp, yesterday was really not a big surprise, the way he ran, because we've seen it in camp. The problem is, James has never been healthy for any extended period of time. And I think if he's healthy, he's a good back. He's a real good back. And, you know, everyone talks about, well, he was, a sixth-round draft choice. Well, you know, Alfred Morris, who was second to Adrian Peterson in rushing with over 1,600 yards, last season was a sixth-round draft choice for Washington. So you can find good running backs later in the draft. And I think Starks is a good running back. His only, the only problem with him was availability. Not ability, availability. And that's been the problem for him in his career. He's healthy now, though, and we saw what he can do.
And speaking of healthy, Packers look pretty healthy offensively. Jeez. Overall. 580 yards of total offense. Was that second highest in team history? I mean, people just need to put that into perspective.
There's a little bit of history there.
How long this team has been in existence and how many years that entails, and to put up the second most ever, Wayne, that's incredibly impressive.
Yeah, you know, one of the other asides on that is that Aaron Rodgers tied the all-time single-game passing record in Packers history, and you know who he tied?
Yeah. Matt
His
Flynn.
His former understudy, Matt Flynn, who passed for 480 against Detroit at the end of the 2011 season. So, you know, it's a very interesting day in that regard, and some big numbers put up. But, you know, what you saw yesterday, and hey, it didn't happen all at once, because, as you recall, the Packers took the opening kickoff. They drove down to the Washington 9-yard line at first and goal, and then had two straight sacks by Ryan Kerrigan on Aaron Rodgers, and they had to settle eventually for a field goal. Their next series went 1-2-3 and out, and there was another sack. So three sacks in the first two series. And then what I thought I saw the Packers do, and this is my impression, and I think Larry pointed this out, they began to go to a quick-hitting passing game. That ball started coming out. I mean, like one step, boom, it's out. Two steps, it's out. You know, he wasn't taking many five-step drops and holding it and waiting around. It was coming out in a hurry. That got the Packers into a rhythm, and their passing game exploded from there.
I wanted to ask you, Wayne, I was in the stands actually at the game yesterday, and you got the feeling, and just people talking around us, that if the game were closer, you know, you mentioned the 480 yards, but you felt like if this were a close game, that Aaron Rodgers, you know, we just saw, Peyton Manning go off for 7 touchdowns in week 1. I don't know if you hit that, but you felt like the guy could have thrown for 600 yards if this would have been a barn burner back and forth. The Redskins not being in it kind of maybe limited what he could have had at the end of the day.
That's a good point.
Well, and the other thing, and I think this is, that's a great point. I think also this is what happens, and I know it's not supposed to, but subconsciously when you get up on a big lead like that, especially your defense, you know, things kind of relax, and the Redskins have some weapons, and we saw them. Their weapons fired yesterday. It's just that they were down 31-0 before they started firing. So, I think that's what you're seeing there. And had that ball game been closer, I don't know if the defense would have relaxed like that. They would have been more on the bit, and I think, would have probably had a little better day from a statistical standpoint.
Just listening to some postgame, too, I wanted to ask you, I know it's not a Packer-related question, but there is a lot of conversation about RG3 and should he be playing right now. I think he looks healthy enough, but I think the overall sentiment of a lot of people are that he's back too soon from what he, with the injury he sustained. What were your thoughts on him? Did you, do you think he was limited, or do you think that it's kind of holding him back still?
Well, I don't think he's quite himself yet. You know, he certainly wasn't Monday night, but you have to understand he had no training camp, no preseason action, no contact in training camp. I know he was there throwing the football, but the quarterbacks don't get hit in training camp practices. I look at him and I look at his performance in the first two games. This is a guy still shaking off rust, and I think he's going to be fine. What a great talent he is, and, you know, they've got some excellent receivers out there. Pierre Garçon is an outstanding receiver. Santana Moss can still make plays. They've got a lot going for them offensively, but their MO in this early season has been to fall behind by insurmountable margins and then get their yards basically during garbage time.
Health-wise, Packers, it sounds like they came out pretty healthy yesterday. Obviously, Eddie Lacy left with a concussion. John Kuhn had a hamstring deal. But other than that, it sounds like they came out of this pretty healthy. Do you hear anything otherwise, Wayne?
No, I hadn't. Not yet. A lot of that happens today when the doctors get a look at these guys the day after. Dayton Jones went out of the ball game. We weren't sure of some kind of leg injury. He did return, however. And Johnny Jolly also went out with what looked like a stinger, but if I'm not mistaken, he came back into the game after that as well. So that's a good thing. And you know, that's the one thing that alters seasons are injuries like that. The Packers could ill afford that.
I was going to say, it's nice to not open this segment like we did almost every week last year, talking about these devastating injuries they were suffering. The first 2 weeks, they've been pretty clean. Next week, you've got Cincinnati. They're on the road. They play tonight. So, again, you get the Monday night team coming off of a short week. But just that, looking at that game, but then also looking back at the win, you can never say a September game, I don't think, is a must win, but you don't want to be 0-2. You've got a tough game on the road. So how big do you think this game was yesterday when you consider a tough opponent coming up on the road on Sunday, Wayne?
Well, you know, 41.3% of the teams that start the season 1-1 go on to the playoffs. 11.3% of the teams that start the season 0-2 make the playoffs. So you're talking about, that was, you know, these early season games, they do count for something statistically. And I thought that's what those two teams faced yesterday. The prospect here, they are defending division champs. It's very early in the season. Yeah, you can't say it's a must win, but the trends tell you that you better not get off to an 0-2 start if you're counting on making the playoffs. However, the thing for the Redskins that benefits them is that everybody in their division lost yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, and 1-1 leads that division right now.
Wow. I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah, that's true.
So they're still in this thing. Well, yeah, at Cincinnati next week, early kickoff, and we'll see how that all plays out. An improved Cincinnati team, I think a lot of us think, still think of the Bungles, but they've improved quite a bit these last couple of
years.
Playoffs. So what are you looking for next week, Wayne?
Well, they have, you know, I think San Francisco has the best defensive front seven overall, but I think Cincinnati might have the best defensive front four. They're a very good team defensively. You know, A.J. Green, big receiver, the kind of receiver that has torched the Packers this year, that physical big receiver. You know, this is a good football team, and they should have beaten the Bears in Soldier Field on opening day. Didn't quite get it done. It'll be interesting to see what they do tonight.
All right, Wayne, we'll have to leave it there.
Sounds good, guys. Have a great week.
All right, we'll see you next week. Wayne Larrabee, the voice of the Packers. And our visit with Wayne Larrabee is brought to you by Lakeland Automotive, also by Legend Larry's, Mies Fell's Meat Markets, and the Bull at Pinehurst Farms.
You stand alone, ready for...